This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, November 29th. God's word for you today is Secrets, Part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 3, verse 21, which says, "Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was open." These things I'm teaching you by the grace of God, I did not read it in any book. I did not learn it from anyone. God sat me down and explained principles and laws to me. However, it is possible for God to tell different things to different people at different times, and He is still God. Malachi 3:10 says, "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there might be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it." This is not a law, it is a principle, and no one backs up a law with a promise. God was putting His reputation on the line. He said, "Test me in this." So, if your heavens are shut or you are struggling with closed heavens, check, you may be shutting it yourself. Also, if you're experiencing open heavens, but you know something is coming, check that what is coming may not be closed heavens. If you want to unlock the heavens, you must pray and you must tithe. The third thing you need to do to unlock heaven is you must be aligned. You must be aligned with heaven. God says, work, for instance, the man that does not work must not eat. If you insist that you do not like to work, then sorry, you cannot have open heavens. And it is because you are not aligned with God. If you are a woman reading this and you are feeding a man that has refused to work, stop it. Do not feed a man who does not want to work. But pastor, where is the place for love? Be aligned, God says. Take the Holy Communion. Take the Holy Communion. One master key to open heavens is taking Holy Communion. Just take it. Do not say, "Will I go to hell if I do not take the Holy Communion?" That is not the point. The point is, you are here on earth and God has made provision for you. Baptism, for instance, is key to the opening of the heavens. Jesus was baptized and the heavens were opened over Him. You need to be baptized if you have not been baptized already. Why should I be baptized? If I do not get baptized, will I not go to heaven? You are missing the point. The point is, just be aligned with God. Stop arguing with your Maker. Just be aligned and you will see your heavens fling open. When the heavens open, you can expect clear communication with heaven. Clear, undisturbed communication, like in Ezekiel 1:1, which says, "On July 31st of my 13th year, while I was with the Judean exiles beside the Kebar River in Babylon, the heavens were opened and I saw visions of God." You are going to see crystal clear visions of God in the mighty name of Jesus because your heavens are going to open. When your heavens open, the second thing to expect is that angels will work for you. Genesis 28 verse 12 says, "And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it." Let us pray. Holy Spirit, keep me aligned with the will of my Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.